Subis, Gimel, Amud, Beis, Dalam, Adalat, Shir, Ches.
What's up, the Heilige? Gemara, the Gemara brings the story. Kiritanya, it's a Braisa, Rishaya Pito Yafoi, Tiv Chaytavuch, Vieno Mazog. Umeis Abishal Chosun, Yimashal Kala. What's the din of Ein Moinin Tachshitin Menakala Kol Shloshim Yoyim? Says Rashi. Says Rashi, we saw most Rashi's. Let's see Rashi. Kol oisen ayoyim shal yimei mishta v'shal yimei avelis. All 14 days, hu yashin bein anoshim, v'ein misyachat im zeh. Shema yivoyl, there can't be misyachit. Rashi l'chor is saying, sounds like he has to sleep with the man and she has to sleep with the woman. It sounds like, how many shaymrim do we need? At least two, maybe even four. Why four? Hu yashin bein ha... Anoshim, Yishena Bein Anoshim. It sounds like maybe you need four Shaimrim, two Shaimrim, something. It sounds like you need a lot.
Two and two.
Maybe two and two, that's four. But Rashi says, Ein Misyachadim Zemze. Rashi kind of waters it down. It says it just means it's a fancy way of saying that they should not be Misyached together. Shemiyevo. It's a machlokes we showing him how many shaymer we need. Vav shibesim ha'mishta shein kiregel noyiku avelas shal divrei tzina. Tainu iser tashmish kira lekamon. Says Rashi, ve'ein moinen b'shvil ha'avelas ein oisin aleha tachshiteha shal tizgana al baila. Because of the avelas, we don't hold her back from her tachshitin kol shloshim yoyim. Ve'av al pi shehein yemei avelas l'shar b'nei adam. The kol shchein mishloishim ve'elach. What does that mean? How does Rashi understand? Emayin tachshiteh kol shloishim yoyim. What does kol shloishim yoyim mean? All 30 days of avelus. There's something called 30 days of avelus. And those 30 days of Avelos, she shouldn't wear a tachshitin. Ein moinin tachshitin b'shvil Avelos, even though it's an Avelos for Shar B'nai Adam, says Rashi, ein moinin tachshitin for the Kala, shal tizgana al baila. That's the way Rashi learns Pshat the Braisa. The Rosh, argues on Rashi. The Rosh says that there can't be Pshat because no women are noyheg the din of shloishim. Kol din shloishim. Oh, no married women are noyheg shloishim. The kol din shloishim ain't a noyheg be'eshes ish. Shlotis gan al baila. So why are we saying that it's by a kala, special din kala, doesn't have a din of ein moinin tachshitin? No eshes ish has a din of shloishim. So therefore, the Rosh has a different pshat. The Rosh's pshat is ein moinin tachshitin kol shloishim yoyim means as follows. We're talking about during the Shiva. Does an eshes ish usually have to be noyeg Shiva? Yeah. Yes. So what does kol shloishim yoyim mean? If it was within 30 days of her chasana. Within 30 days of her chasana, she doesn't have to be nayik tachshitin during Shiva.
Are you even talking about something about the Gemara is talking about a Pnuya? And when we say my name tachshitin minakao shashim yaim, we say that's a regular woman that the Rosh could hold only a regular woman, you might need a tachshitin. I can't get a married woman, you wouldn't be my name tachshitin.
Well, I don't understand what you mean.
No, because Dafka. Right, we said maybe it's only talking about Kala. We said, no, it's not only talking about the Kala. Rashi says it's talking about any married woman.
No, Rashi so, says only Kala.
Yeah, I know, so the Rosh says any married woman.
Right.
She says, why can the Rosh say, when are we wanting to talk to you? That's talking about a single woman.
Why would we. No, but it says we'll be in Moinin Tachshitin.
I know, yeah, that.
She's married here.
Yeah, but that's talking about in Moinin Tachshitin. That's talking about for the married woman.
But how does that answer the question? The Rosh says that kol shloshim, there's never any avelus. That's the Rosh's kasha. Kol shloshim, there's no din avelus. So if there's no din avelus, what difference is married or not married? Comes along the Rosh. So Rabbi Isai, the Rosh is saying to me a chiddush. How long is it isha considered a kala? How long does she have a status of kala, according to the Rush?
30 days.
Only these 30 days does she have a din of a kala, apparently. Or you have to know what's Shana Rishayna, that works exactly, but that's what the Rush says pshat over here in the Gemara. Means if it's within 30 days of her chasana, according to the Rush, what happened if, let's say, the Avelis happened 27 days from the chasana? The first 3 days, she's allowed to wear the tachshitin. The next 6-7 days, she's not allowed to wear tachshitin.
There's no longer.
Oh, that maybe it could be a, yeah, it's an interesting discussion. Maybe once it's already nachal, it's the whole thing is bottle. Okay, don't stop and visit. But that's the Rush's pshad. Rashi's pshad is different. What's Rashi's pshad? We mean kol shloshim yayim, which means from when the misa happened for 30 days, there's a din shloshim. We all know about shloshim after the kfura. So from that shloshim, he says, is not nayeg for a kala. Frech the Rush, why only a kala? Every Eishes Ish doesn't have a din shloshim.
But the Rush, that's what Shmaget says, kol, it's like, hey.
Any day. Here he's saying it's not, according to Rashi, there is a 30-day period that we're not gonna have tashin. According to the Rush, something within the 30 days, the shiva of the 30 days. That's what you're saying, right? It's a nice aura. Okay, so how do we answer the Rush's kasha on Rashi? So where's the Rush's raya that there's no din shloshim at all for an Eishes Ish? Says the Rush, because there's a din that an isha is allowed to in muteris benetilas sar, she's allowed to remove hair, tispires, gihutz, those are all. It says in Evel Rabsi that in isha's mutter shlotis gana al baila every isha. Why exclusively a kalam? Comes along the Birkas Avraham, from Erlinger, and he says, maybe there's a difference. The difference is as follows. When it comes to Netilas Sar and when it comes to Giyutz, over there, it's Nivol. Over here, it's just Moisif Yoifi. That's his Chiluk. Over there, there's Nivol. In other words, there's something that looks, it's
nasty.
Nasty. Good. Nasty. So nasty, we don't want her to look shlotis gana al baila ever. Mashenkin over here, where it's just a question of being maisif yoifi, so for a kala, we are willing to be maisif yoifi. But for a regular isha, we just don't want there to be nivol, something nasty. That's what the Birkas Avraham says. Perhaps it could be maisif a knech on the Birkas Avraham and say as follows. By a kala, where we're assuming that up until now he's always seen her at her best. To force her to be moina tachshitin is something which is going to expose something that is going to be cause her to be tisgan al baila.
Hold
that tisgan al baila. But by a woman who's been married already for a while, so already he's probably seen her without her tachshitin already. It's normal after a while, he's not walking around all day, every day with tachshitin. So therefore, already tachshitin is not something that is going to cause shetisgan al baila. He's seen her without tachshitin. But where she's doing something which is not normal, right? Where she's going with, she's being megadel sar, which is not normal. So things that a woman always does, we're not going to force her to not do, because over there, it's going to cause that she's going to get an albaila. When a woman is a kala, so we see that she always wears tachshitin, so then to make her not wear tachshitin is kilo to expose her husband to something that he hasn't seen. But when she's married a long time already, Mastami saw without tachshitin already. So if that's the pshat, and the vort is that shloshim yoim is the pshat, that's when a woman tries her hardest to impress her husband. After 30 days already, then it's already you're going to get the real thing. Then you get to see, that's already going to the normal, maslul of life. Al-Koponim, either way, pshat and Rashi is good. So what does the Gemara say, Faiter? It says the Gemara, Vidavka Aviv shall chasen or ima shall kala deleke inish the tarach luchu. Aval ipchaloi. says the Gemara, only if it's avishal chasan or ima shel kala. Aval ip chaloi. But if it's the ima shel chasan or aviv shel kala, not. What's the difference? Delek inish the talk to says Rashi, im yafsidu ma shehechinu. If you lose, they already prepared it. Everything's in place. We have already the Suda's ready. If we make them lose this Suda, so then it's never going to come back the same way it was originally. Now the Gemara continues and says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Amar Rav from Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chis, Deloi Shanel Shanel Mayim Agabi Basar. Aval Lanosan Mayim Agabi Basar Mizdavein. Says Rafim Bar Papa Amar Rav Chista. It's only if it was Nasan Mayim Agabe Basar. What difference does it make if you put water on the meat or not? Says Rashi, because Nasan Mayim Agabe Basar Shuv Ein Roi LeMoichra B'Makulin. You can't sell it anymore.
Why would only
garden
soon? Isn't it the other time that
you for sure can't sell. The tachshita means makeup. That can't be sold anyway. That for sure can't be sold. So it doesn't. So there's nothing to talk about over there. That's for sure. There's nothing to talk about in that. But when it's talking about the Amar Rav Chis, lo shanos shanos emayim agabi baser. Aval lo shanos emayim agabi baser. Then you just sell it. Then you sell it. Everybody say, so let's say it's loy nasin mayim agabi baser. What should we do?
Sell it.
Now that we sold it, but the father's dead, what's going to happen later on?
It'll be the same.
It's not going to be the same. Doesn't make a difference.
We're worried about hefsid.
It seems like if there's no hefsid, you do the chasana. Even though later on it's not going to look the same. On the other hand, what happens if it's mace aviv shel chasan? It's mace aviv shel chasan, and it's loy nosan mayim agabi basar. Or what happens if it's mace ima shel chasan, and it's nosan mayim agabi basar? So it's mace ima shel chasan. The father's still here. Are we going to get a suda later? Yeah, but you're going to lose all this money because it's nothing my Magabe Basar. Too bad. Because it's not about loss of money, it's about whether or not you can reproduce the Suda.
Wasn't both?
Seems like, but it is about recent releasing the Suda, it's about Hefsin Maman. It seems to be that each Amar is focusing on something else. Comes the base Aaron or Baron Walker and says, Machloikas Amaroim. Is it about Hefsin that you're not going to lose money, or is it about the fact that you're not going to get your Suda back later? And it's a machloikas.
Can they both be in different cases if they're different like things?
It's two components.
You're saying you need two components, not two different cases. Because you're always going to have to look at both of them. Who died and can I get my money back? Those are two different things. So it says that the Beis Aharon that it's a machloikas. Do we focus on Dafka? The fact that you can't reproduce the Suda, or you focus on the fact that you're going to have Hefsid Maman? Who says Dafka Aviv Shel Chasan? It sounds like it's the Braisa. Yeah. Yeah. Al Kopanim, in all the Rishonim, it's Muchach, not like the Beis Aharon. And they seem to say that, it seems that there's two components at play. There is, first of all, the Hefsid, and there's, second of all, there's the fact that there's no one else to reproduce the Suda. The Shaila is, what is it? Is it just like you need both of them together? Is one more important than the other, or is it? Or are they equally important? How does this work exactly?
So Chasson's a capable guy, and he's able to reproduce Suda, so that's
that. So we spoke about that. Why? Who said the Chasson can't do it himself? Right? It's the Pashtus, the Chasson can't do it himself.
He's under 20.
Yeah, you have to know, yeah. Pasha's under 20, he's a bachar, can't do it himself. So, boys, I'd like to make a deek in the Rambam. We're trying to find the right way to go in. I'm going to start with the deek in the Rambam. Here goes. I gave out the Rambam today. The Rambam in Halacha Ches says the following thing. Heichin kol tzorche hasuda ve'afa pitoi ve'tovach tivchoi Kedei sheyichnesu lasimcha. We discussed previously the Rambam leaves out
Yayin.
We said maybe the Rambam is Ramis to Yayin because he says Heichin kotzoch yasuda. That means Yayin. We'll get back to that. Umeis loy meis kaidem sheyichnesu lasimcha. Im loy nasim mayim agabe baser moichra baser vapas noik shivsi vaymes loy noik shivsi yamishte. Vim nasim mayim agabe baser shari yavshalom moichra machnis and ameis lechere vesachas mezkal lechupa bo bezmitzvo parish noik shivsi yamishte vachakach noik shivsi yamaveles. That's our brisa, right? There's one thing that bothers me about the way the Rambam brings the brisa. How does the Rambam describe the tragedy?
Mace.
Who?
Doesn't say.
Mace lo mace. Doesn't say Avshel Chassan. Hold on. The Rambam brings it. We'll see that. True, but why? Good. But why doesn't the Rambam say who it is? The brisa said. The Brisa says, "Areisha epitoy afoy tivchot tevuach umeis aviv shel chasan or ima shel kala." The Ram just says, "Meis loy meis." Well, let's read the end of the Rama. The only end the Ram says, "Bameh devarim amurim kishemeis aviv shel chasan or ima shel kala." Avol meis aviv shel kala or ima shel chasan. Then no. Why does the Rambam do it that way? So I'd like to suggest the Rambam is giving us a clue. There are two components here to what we need in order for us to do this. You need hefsid, and you need it to be avim shel chasan and ima shel kala. What happens if it's avim shel chasan and there's no hefsid? No. What happens if there's hefsid but it's ima shel kala? No. You need both of them. Which one is more important? Which one is the one that's like the ikur one?
Hefzid.
Seems from the Rambam, the hefzid is the ikur. Hefzid is going to cause you to do your mishteh. But there's a qualification. Bameh devarim amurim when the mace was aviv shel chasan. The Rambam tells you that after he tells you the whole halacha. It's just a qualification. All it is a contingency. It's if it's aviv shel chasan, then. But what is the cause for this halacha? The hefzid. That's the way Ram starts. Heichin kol tzorchei asuda afapitoi tavoi tivcha kidei shechnasu asimcha. Then the Ram just speaks. It doesn't mention anything about who it is. If there's hefzid, go through with it. What's the pshat? Okay.
So what do you need?
We'll have to see. It's a tanai. It's a tanai. It's that. We'll have to see pshat. So I'd like to start as follows, rabbis. Where to start with? I think we're just going to go straight to the rush. Let's go to the rush. I just thought over here. What happens if you don't have the necessary qualifications? In other words, it's not of Shel Chasan, or there is no Pseida, whatever it is. You still got a situation on your hands. On the one hand, you want to make a Chasana. On the other hand, you have to make a Chvura. So what do? So we said, Pashtus, what we thought is, if you don't have the necessary components, you do the Chvura, you do the Avelos, then you do the Chuppah, and then you do the Mishteh. That's what we thought. That's what the Rush thinks. We have Shittas HaRif that says not like that. And the Rif says, for sure, what you're doing first is the Chuppah. The Chuppah always comes first. The only Shaila is, do you do after the Chuppah, after the Kvura? Do you do first Yemei Mishteh, and then Yemei Evel? Or first Yemei Evel, and then Yemei Mishteh? What do you do first? The Pashtus, we said, according to Rashi, that once there's a, you do this, the Chasana, you're automatically going to have the Yemei Mishteh first. So don't do the Chasana. First do the Kvura, then do the Avelos, then do the Chuppah, and then do the Yemei Mishteh. That's the Pashtus. So according to what we understand as the Pashtus, Shittas Rashi, Shittas Arash, The different options are, when are you doing the chuppah? Are you doing the chuppah after the avelus? Or doing the chuppah before the avelus?
You're talking about in the case where it's not aviv shel chasan or shagal.
If it's aviv shel chasan, you do the chuppah before the avelus. If it's ima shel chasan, you do the chuppah after the avelus, and they're going to get married a week later. The Rif says not like that. The Rif says, we're always doing the chuppah first. There's no shaila when the chuppah is. The chuppah always comes before the kvura. The only shaila is, do you do the yemei hamishteh? The sheva brachas come before the yemei avelus, the shiva, or the shiva comes before the mishteh?
So what would it matter if it's the Av Shel Chasan or the Mishal Chal?
Because we have to have the Suda now, because we can't do the Suda. No, the Chuppah's happening either way.
So
what Usher's pointing out is as follows, an important Nakuda, Rabbi Yisai. When we speak about the Suda, they're going to ruin the Suda. What Suda are we talking about? The Suda of the Chasana? Or the Sheva Brachas? According to the Rush, to the Rif, it has to be the Sheva Brachas. Because the Rif says, either way, you're doing the Chuppah today. The Shaila is, when are you doing the Shiva Simei Amishteh?
What's the... Sometimes we all
prepare
for the
Sheva
Brachas as well.
And that's what it's going to be. That's what we're saying. The Shaktu, we said, according to some Rishonim, was for the Shiva Simei Amishteh. Everything is being prepared. The Shiva Simei Amishteh is being prepared before. We're going to lose the Shiva Simei Amishteh. Akoponim, that's the Machlokes. So Rabbi Yisai, what's going to be Pshat in the Rif? We asked the Kasha. According to the Rif, what's going on over here? First of all, why are you doing the Chuppah now? What's your point? You're not doing the Mishnah till later anyway. Says the Chassam Sofer, we could do the Chuppah now because Kavod Chaim come before Kavod Mesim. So do the Chuppah first. Okay, do the Chuppah first. How could you be Boil Bilas Mitzvah? What do you mean it's an Oinein? Not a problem, because the Rambam holds Oinein. There is no Din Isser Tashmish. So we're fine. We have a different Kasha. If you're doing the Chuppah, once you do the Chuppah, it's already Chal Alav, Chasana, Havalei Karegel. So how did the Avela sneak in over there? You're telling me that You do the chuppah, the kvura, and then you do the avelus, and then you do the mishnah. But once you do the chuppah, it's chalof chasana. That's the kasha on the shitas arush, on shitas arif. So we said yesterday, from Sunday, from Reb Shmuel Birnbaum and from Nachum Pertzovitz, they said no. They said, true, your avelus only starts when? When does the avelus start? After the chuppah. What starts the avelus? The kvura. What starts the avelus is the kvura. But what's the mechayiv of the avelus? What's causing the avelus? The misa. So what came first? The avelus or the simcha? Or the mishta? What came first? I would have thought, we are understanding what came first, is first you did the chuppah, then you did the kvura. So it says, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, no, but what's mechayiv the avelus is the misa. The misa came before the chuppah. So therefore, even if you do the chuppah first, it's as if you've already locked in your may avelus. But you didn't start the avelus. I could do a chuppah because I didn't start my avelus yet. So I could do a chuppah. But once I have the avelus in place, the chuppah is the yemei hamishteh of the chuppah is going to be nidcha mipnei avelus. Why? Because avelus came first. The avelus didn't come first. The mechayev of avelus came first.
So it could be the chassam sefer is not a riot anymore because you said a kavod chaim comes
yeah,
first.
Yeah, but why do you do the chuppah first?
Avelus is not
but why do the chuppah first though? Why are you doing the chuppah now? Do the kvura. We said we're doing the chuppah first.
Here you have a mechayev, so of course you should do the avelus first.
No, but still, you can do the chuppah first. Because lamaisa, we have a question of telling a woman she has to wait, or telling the maid she has to wait. We tell the woman she has to wait. We tell the maid she has to wait. But as far as which one is going to kick in first, that avelus is going to kick in first. You're saying you could have said otherwise, but this is what he's saying, pshat in the riff. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so the shayla is like this. So what happens when it's Meis Aviv Shel Chasan? So Meis Aviv Shel Chasan, very fine, very nice. Says the Rif, so we're going to do the Mishnah first, before the Avelus. I don't understand, but what came first? Reb Shmuel Birnbaum said, what came first? The Shmuel Bram said, what kind of death came first? Death came first. The Chayda Averis comes first. No. So Pasha, you understand, and Achanami, the Chacham came along and said, I know, but we're making an exception to the rule. They're supposed to come first. We're not allowing them to come first. Avil is supposed to come first. We want the Chasin to come first. And it's just the Chacham just stepped in and just changed all the rules. That's Pasha Pshat. I like the Mechadish Anai Revort. Luli de Mistafina. And maybe the pshat is as follows. We said when the chacham makes takana, there's a getter to the kana. What's the getter to the kana's chacham? The getter to kana's chacham is like this. What's the machayev of the avelus?
Misa.
The misa. The nig avelus only starts after kvura. What's the machayev of the avelus? Misa. What's the machayev of the mishteh? What's the machayev of the machayev? What starts the mishnah? When does the mishnah start? The chuppah. What's the machayev of the mishnah? Zog the chachamim. If you already was pitoy afoy tivchoy tavuch yenoy mazuk, you made everything heichin kol tzorche hasuda. It's keilu. There's a machayev of mishnah here already. From the moment he was making kol tzorchei asuda, the Losh of the Rambam is kidei sheyichnesu l'simcha. It's as if there's a mechayev of simcha.
What does that mean?
And that came first.
What?
Because he was making before meis lo meis. Heichin kol tzorchei asuda. I got everything ready. Everything's in place. We're ready to go. We're about to walk into the chuppah. And what happens meis lo meis? I'm already in simcha mode. I'm already, the mechayev of the simcha is already here. That's what.
Someone died. That's a real thing. This is just
the hechsher. That's the chiddush. You're right. What? What'd you say? We're gonna see about. We're gonna see. Good. No. This is just pshat. We're coming. I'm starting off. Rabbi say we have to do this very slowly. I hope it's gonna get teeth. Reb Shmuel Berman says the reason why, case of imo shel chasan. Why does the avelus go first? You did the chuppah, then the kvura, and then the avelus. But the chuppah came first. Says Reb Shmuel Berman, yeah. Even though the chuppah came first, but the misa came before the chuppah. So we said a question. Okay, so what's by aviv shel chasan? How did you do that? How did you do the mishnah first? I thought you said that the misa came first. So you could say the chacham came along and said, okay, we're changing the rules. We're doing whatever we want over here. We're messing things up. Maybe. Well, maybe it's more than that. Maybe what the chacham are saying is that when a person is making kol tzorchei asuda, when a person did everything, he locked himself in. He's in a matzav of hefsid. There's no turning back over here. He's in a situation where he's going to lose money. Is the pshat that he is already has a machayev of mishneh already exists before the misa. It's all derabanan. It's all derabanan. Avelus derabanan. Abanan, Yom Rishon, this and that. Leave it. It's also derabanan. Leave it alone. Leave it. It's all the same. Either they're both derabanan, they're both deraisa. It's a whole hack in there. You could talk about that on Monday. Rav Motzke wants to say a chabura on Monday about whether it's deraisa, derabanan, Yom Rishon. There's a lot to talk about. Rav Motzke said, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shammah.
Excellent. I'm going to explain. But that's the pshat. If it's meis aviv shel chasan, ima shel kala, is the pshat. Chachamim say that the simcha came first.
Why do you say that all the way around?
That the simcha came first.
Why do you say that all the way around?
What?
The simcha came first.
The simcha came first. Memela, you do the chuppah, the kvura, the mishteh, and then the evel. Why? Simcha came first. What do you mean? But the misa came before the chuppah. Yeah, but the heichin kol tzorchei asuda came before the misa. Good. That's the third person to ask that question. Here we go. Okay, everybody says, what's going on as spouse? What about Ima Shel Kala? What's with Ima Shel Kala? This is Lechera Zok the Rush. The Rush is going to say the following thing. Says the Rush, ain't what did Chazal need in order to be Koivea that you have a Machayev of Mishnah? What makes that now is the Mishnah? Why is the Mishnah now? You could do the Mishnah later. As long as the Mishnah is you could reproduce it, So that is not enough to say that this is already called that it's nichnasu l'simcha. Because you can always do it later. So I put out all this money, I got to lose all this money. So you lose the money. You can do the same simcha later on. If the simcha is not duplicable, you can't duplicate it, so then this is called that you've reached the zman of the simcha. But if you could duplicate the simcha, says the Rosh, it's not the zman yet. So if it's meis imoy shel chasan, I could do the simcha later, the exact same simcha, do it later. It's not called you have mechay for simcha yet. I'm going to lose money. Money's not enough. You need money. You also need the fact that he's going to, that you can't be duplicated. So then what came first? Then the Misa is the first Mechayiv. Because you don't have yet a Mechayiv. Because it wasn't Meisi Ima Shalkal, it was Shalchazim. Because it's something that's you can duplicate it. Masha Enkin, if you can't duplicate it, then it's called that Kilo you're a Koiveya, that you already were in the Zman of Chasanos. And therefore, the Chasana comes first. That's the Rambam. That's the Shita of the Rif, Rabbi said.
Rambam, but that's not the
anchor
point. The
anchor
point is
that. Here he goes. Let's get to the Rambam. Let's get to the Rambam. So according to the Rif, it comes out as follows. The Rif says you always go in order of what comes first. What came first? Well, if he's heichin kol tzarche asuda, you prepared everything, then I guess the chasana came first. On the one hand, no, but the misa, you can always just do it again. The misa came first. It depends. If you can replace it, so then it's called that the misa came before the chuppah. But if you can't replace it, so then the heichin kol tzarche asuda is as if you're ready. Machayev of simcha is here. You can't turn back from your simcha. You can't turn it back. It was already here from the time that you were heichin kol tzarche asuda. The suda came first. You do the chuppah. You do the kura, the simcha, and then the evil.
Then why does the
Rav
say you never push on
chuppah?
If the Misa came first, then why
are we doing chuppah? Even if the Misa comes first, but we do the chuppah first. It's a question of the Yemei Evel and Yemei Mishta. Kavod Chaim comes before Kavod Mesim. So who are you going to take care of first? You always take care of the chuppah first. Chuppah is going to come first. But now we got to look of which Mechayiv came first.
Is that
Chief Tzitzis also? I don't know. We'll have to see. This is the pshat of the Rif. Now, what do the other Rishonim hold? They hold not like that. The other Rishonim hold, what we're going to do first is we're going to do, if in the case when it's imay shel chasen, we're going to do the kvura first. We'll do the kvura first, and only afterwards are we going to do kvura avelis, chupa, and ishta. What's the pshat? What's the machlekas? So I think the pshat is as follows. In Rambam is meduyik, not like what we said in the Rif. Because the Rambam says that this whole din of Aviv Shel Chos and Ima Shel Kala is only an afterthought. It's only a t'nai afterwards. Bameh devarim amurim. What's the pshat in Rambam? Now Zechmein in Rambam, the pshat is as follows. The Rambam learned to say. Everybody say, I have a question. What happens if a person's in Avel, and then comes a regel, Sukkos, Pesach, what's the din? Regels mavatel avelus. I have a question. Why don't you noyeg, finish being noyeg the avelus, and afterwards be noyeg the regel?
The regel can't first be moved.
Because I would say the regel can't be moved. If the regel can't be moved, so then there's no discussion of doing this one before that one. If this one's not movable, it's not movable. Obviously. We're talking about over here where everything's movable. Do the Avelis later, do the Mishta later, do it now, do it later. But what happens if it's not movable? Then we don't have a discussion of which one. If it's movable, we can discuss who should come first, who should come second. If it's not movable, then we don't have a discussion. Maybe Pshat and Rambam is as follows. The Rambam says, "Bamed devor mum kishemeis avi shel chas and ima shel kala, shim yafsidu suda zu ein mi sheyitrach lehem." The Rambam means as follows: the only time that we are going to say that the mishta comes before the evil is if the mishta is not movable. Not because that's going to be what's koveyed for now, which one came first. I don't care which one came first, which one came second. Because even if whichever one came first, but if I could move them, let me move them. So what came first? Let's say the regel came first. We'll see why. Let's say the mishnah came first. The mishnah's taka first. But if I could make the mishnah happen later, the mechayev of the mishnah happen first, but let the mishnah happen later.
Why is it more important than
Avelis? Why is it... Avelis is more important because the Rambam holds that we want to bury the mace before... We covered a mace, we want to bury the mace.
Buried.
What?
We buried it.
Yeah, the question is, though, when are you going to do the chuppah before or do the chuppah afterwards? The Rambam says, why don't you just do the chuppah later?
The Rambam doesn't hold the chassam sefer.
We're doing the chuppah later, according to the Rambam. If you're doing the chuppah later... So according to the Rambam, the discussion is move the, not just do the Yemei Mishta later, but do the entire, make the entire regal happen later. The Mechayim of the regal is here, but the regal itself only comes with the Chuppah. Do the Chuppah later. According to the Rambam. So what the Rambam is saying is as follows. This fact of whether or not it's Meis Abshal Chas, Imashal Kal, is just saying one thing. The regal is not movable. I can't move the regal later. Why can't I move the regal later? Because I can't do it later. This mishnah is not going to happen later because the official chas is not here or the imishal kal is not here, so it won't happen later. So I have to do it now. Okay, I'm doing it now. Who comes first? First avel or first regal? Let's see which one has mechayev first. So the Rambam learns as follows: what makes that this is mechayev of mishnah? Just the fact that there's hefsid. If you're in a matziv of hefsid, says the Rambam, you're koveya that this is a zman of simcha. Zol Zayn, you're in a Zman of Simcha, but you could push it off to later. You can't push off the Kvura later because you had to bury your dead, but you can push off your Mishnah later. So you have a Machayiv of Chuppah. Great, you have a Machayiv of Mishnah. But Lamais, until the Chuppah, the Mishnah doesn't come, so push off the Chuppah. So the Rambam, I can't push off the Chuppah because then I won't have my Mishnah later. In other words, as follows, according to the Rif, it was never a discussion pushing off the Chuppah. Chuppah's happening now. What's the discussion? Who comes first? First comes the Mishta, first comes the Evel. Meila Rif says, all the svaras we're talking about in the Gemara are svaras which are lending to make the Mishta as being the Zman of the Mishta as being now. Hefsid, together with the svar of Abishal Chassan, those are all those svaras. You need both of them in order for it to be Chal now. You don't have both of them, so then it wasn't Chal the Zman of the Mishta. The Ram says, no, there's two different discussions here. One discussion is, when are we doing the Chuppah? When do we do? You can do the chuppah after the mishta. And there's another discussion of if you're doing the chuppah, but still maybe the evil should come before the mishta. Do the chuppah now, but still the evil. So says the Rambam, to make that the chuppah, to make that the mishta comes first, that you need is hechin kol tzorchi asuda. To make that the chuppah comes first, that you need that there should be that the mace of shel chas.
So we said the kura's armak coming first, then avilas and.
According to who?
According to Rambam.
If Meis Avshal Chasan, you do Chuppah, Kvura, Mishte, Evel. If it's Meis Imashal Kala, you do Kvura, Evel, Chuppah, Mishte. So the question is, where are you doing your Chuppah?
Imashal Chasan.
So it depends where you're doing your Chuppah. You're doing chuppah before the kvura or after the kvura? That's one thing. Even if you do the chuppah before the kvura, but what allows you to do the mishta before the evel? The mice, he died before the chuppah. Says the Rambam, there's two different things I have to address here. The Meila, says the Rambam, the main thing, what's allowing me to do my mishta first, says the Rambam, is hefsid. But what's allowing me to do my chuppah bechlal? Let me do the chuppah later. That's, I can't do the chuppah later because I can't, because later it's not going to happen. That's Meis Avshal Chasan. That's Lechayra. Pshat according to the Rambam. Suck the Gemara. Amar Rava, who be krach, afal pi, shenos and my magabi basar misdavin. Amar Rav Papa, who be kfar, afal pi, shalonos and my magabi basar lo misdavin. Veld Rav Chizda, hechem is kachas lo. Amar Rav Ashi, kagon masi machasio, demafka mi krach, umafka mi kfar. So the Gemara says that different places have different types of status. If you're in a place when you can find someone to buy it, to sell it, even if it's Nasamay Magabe Basar. If you're in a place when you can't find someone, even if it's Nasamay Magabe Basar, and this is middle. I would say, if I was writing this Gemara, I'd write it much simpler. If you could sell it, you have to sell it. It's that simple. Wherever you might be, what happens, I ask you a question, what happens if you're in a small town? There's only like 20 people in the town. And punked your mazel that someone else is supposed to get married on the very same day and doesn't have any meat. It's your mazel. What's the din? What would you say? It's in a small little village.
Who by the villages? You
don't, and it's Nasan Mayim Agabe Basa. But you could sell it. Do you have to sell it? What do you say, Tully?
Yeah, why not?
I would have said, yeah, why not? The whole board is, it's about Efsid. If you have Efsid, so then yes. You don't have Efsid, then no. Punked, you're in a situation where, so a person, if someone dies, check to see if you could sell it or not. That's, so what is he talking about? Kfar, krach, masi machasi, all this. Just tell me, if you could sell, you could sell it. If it happens to be, you lucked out, you could sell it, great. If you happen to be in New York City and you can't find anyone to buy your meat, I don't care where you are, can't find anyone to buy your meat. So then you could do the chazanah because you can't sell. Seems like not like that. Asha says, no. The Gemara is mashma. It's totally in the makom. Why is it totally in the makom? The Rambam also says, the Rambam's lashon is, hayu b'makom she'efshar limkor habasar. The Rambam should just say, hayu efshar limkor habasar. Hayu b'makom she'efshar limkor habasar. What's the pshat? Echmed pshat is a zayir, Rabbi Yisai. What's the vort of hefsid? Is the vort that we need the hefsid? Or we need to say that it's Higia Zmanoi Shel Chasana. The Machayim of the Chasana is here. So if I'm in a situation where I'm in, I have already committed myself to now being the Zman of the Chasana, the Chasana is here. It's Chal already, the Machayim of the Chasana. What happens if someone comes and Grada bails me out? It was still Chal, the Zman of the Chasana. Why? Because I am in a situation right now. I'm in a city where what I did basically said, okay, this chasana is happening. Because I'm in a matziv of hefsid. I don't need to have the bepoil hefsid. It's not about the hefsid. It's just the hefsid is a way for us to know that it's called this matzchil the chasana. The machayiv of the chasana is here. Mele says the Rambam is telling the makoim. If he's there, we could answer just one more nakuda with this plant. The Rambam, we said, doesn't mention anything about Yeno Mazuk. The Rambam just speaks about Pitoy Ofer and Tivcho Tevoich. Why doesn't the Rambam mention Yeno Mazuk? So we said, maybe the Rambam is, it's Merumas in the Rambam, Heichin Kol Tzorchei Asuda. But the Rambam holds, there's no Hefsid. The wine has long shelf life. It could last. As a matter of fact, the longer you leave the wine, the better it is, maybe. This wine is going to last forever.
Even after it's
Mazuk, maybe the Rambam holds. Rashi said there's a hefsid. But then the Rambam, it's mashma, there's no hefsid. Why doesn't the Rambam mention it? Because it just means it's mechin. Lashon the shita is he's mechin mikol v'kol. He's in ganzen ready for the simcha. What do you need that for? You tell me it's not going to affect my hefsid either way. So why does it have to be that I already have poured the wine? There's no hefsid involved. The fi unzer arayid is the pshat as follows. In order for this to be nikva already, it's the zman of the chasana. What do you need to have? You need everything ready. If I'm ready to go, kidei sheyichnesu lasimcha, I'm ready to go into the simcha. The fact that you're going to lose money doesn't make it that this is the zman al chasana. It has to be the entire chasana is ready, and it's a point of no return. That's called we're ready a matzav of chasana. But if the entire chasana is not ready, so this is not called heichal of chasana. It's not the time for the chasana yet. The chasana is not ready. You got so many other things to do till you start your chasana. I can't say started the chasana. Can't say if a person died, the pshat is that's already called as a machayev of misa, a machayev of avos, because everything necessary for the avails to happen. But over here, what do you mean? You didn't get the wine yet. But I'm going to lose so much money. You're right, but you didn't get the wine. You're not ready for this wedding. The wedding zman didn't start yet. So therefore, the Rambam says, you need heichin kol tzorchei hasuda plus hafa pitui tivchay tachay kidei sheyichnesu lasimcha. The whole word is he's ready to go into the simcha. He's standing right outside. They're about to walk in. The machayv of the simcha is here already. It's as if the simcha is here already, says the Rambam. In order to have that, you need heichin kol tzorchei atzuda, even though there's no hefzin involved. I saw idachsoch is pshat over here in Rambam. Okay, we'll have to continue with Hashem, another tomorrow with the sugya of Dvarim Shel Tzimah.